USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump held a briefing at the White House thanking the American people for adhering to the guidelines by staying home as much as possible during the coronavirus outbreak. During a Fox virtual town hall, the president said he hopes to have people back at their jobs by Easter.
They're going to lose their jobs, maybe never to get them back. They're going to lose their businesses, never to get them back. We want to start up as soon as we can because we're going to have a very quick comeback if we do that. If we delay this thing out, you're going to lose more people than you're losing with the situation as we know it.
Maryland Republican Governor Larry Hogan, the head of the National Governors Association, called the president's message confusing and said he's running on a schedule made from an imaginary clock. California Governor Gavin Newsom says he and the president are operating under a different set of circumstances. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
With New York becoming the American epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak, officials are urging anyone who has recently left the city to be self-quarantined for 14 days.
What we're seeing now is that, understandably, people want to get out of New York. They're going to Florida. They're going to Long Island. They're going to different places.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says about 1 in 1,000 people leaving New York may be carrying the virus with them.
That's about 8 to 10 times more than in other areas.
Vice President Mike Pence said the government had sent 2,000 ventilators to New York. 2,000 more are on the way. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said they were very close to making a deal. The news sparked investors with a big rally on Wall Street. The Dow closed up more than 2,100 points, which is a rise of 11%. The S&P 500 was up 210 points, and the NASDAQ was up 557. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Soldiers in Spain have found multiple elderly people abandoned, both alive and dead, in some nursing homes during the coronavirus pandemic. Defense Minister Margarita Robles said the military had been utilized to help disinfect some of the nursing homes during the outbreak. There are 40,000 cases of COVID-19 in Spain, with up to 3,000 deaths, the third highest death toll in the world. Health officials said normally the bodies of people who die in nursing homes are put into cold storage at the home, but for those who die of COVID-19, those bodies are left in their beds until they can be collected. In Madrid, they're using an ice skating rink at a shopping center as a temporary mortuary. One of the nation's biggest automakers is retooling to make some new things to fight the virus pandemic. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
When America got involved in World War II, many of its biggest companies switched from making what they normally made to making things that were needed by the U.S. military. Similar to that, Ford is now shifting gears from making cars to making ventilators and respirators. The company is working with 3M on producing more respirators, and a partnership with GE is designed to make additional ventilators, supplies that are much needed now that the number of coronavirus cases around the nation have been increasing at a rapid rate. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.